10-minute speaker is Lance from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Lance. I'm an alcoholic.
And thanks for letting me speak here. This is cool. There's a lot of people here. I try to leave my ego in the car, but we'll see what happens. Welcome all the newcomers. You know, just one message I have to give to you guys is that you're not alone anymore. Family here. Family's here, dude. You know, family's here for you guys. Like, this is a lonely place, you know. This is a nice place. This place is full of love, and this place is great. So, welcome. You know, it's an honor to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's more of an honor to be sober, a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm sober today by the grace of God. And God gave me my sobriety day, that February 16th, 2013. I have a sponsor, as a sponsor, who lives down the street from here. And it comes to me a long time. I've seen people speak up here a lot. And anyways, you know, the most important thing I have to say is that I'm the problem, you know. And I was like, this is what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to know I'm the problem today, because I swear to God, when I came in here, that I thought everyone else was the problem. That's exactly how I thought life. I thought life was just full of you guys are the problem, and cool. All right, is that better? All right. No pressure. Anyway, so where was I? I was at the prom. So yeah, the prom is me, and you know, the prom's only good if there's a solution. If there's a solution for the prom, you know, and that's what this is. Prom. This is a solution for the prom. Solution for me, you know, and it's the book designed for me. So I'm an alcoholic. And it's plain and simple. I'm just an alcoholic. You know, I mean, it's just what I am. But what this program's given me is given me not only that I'm the problem, but it's also allowed me to love the problem. See, that's what was different for me when I came in here, because not only I think you guys were the problem, but I also hated myself. It's funny how when I'm pointing the finger at everyone else, there's three more pointing back at me. And I totally thought that if things just went a certain way, then everything would be fine. The problem was, I didn't know how they were supposed to go. I had no idea the way I wanted to go. I knew the way I did want it to go, and it was the way it was going. But I didn't know the right way. And I was too afraid to try anything different. I was too afraid to feel. You know, I drink essentially because I hate the way I feel before I take the drink. It's not good enough. I'm not saying it wasn't good. It just wasn't good enough for me. See, I'm an alcoholic. I like to drink and do drugs because it makes everything better. It's not that my life wasn't good. My life was great. And I grew up in a really ritzy neighborhood, and I got everything I wanted, and you know, life is really good. I didn't ever really. I was pretty much a happy kid, but when I drank and did drugs,
life got really good, and it was really great, and I got really happy. and that's what it's about. But the getting down to it is that I drink because I don't like the way I feel. I'm not satisfied the way I feel at the time. That's why I pick up that first drink. That's why I get drunk, because I don't like the way I feel. Now, I'm a person that likes to avoid feelings. I'm sure everyone in here loves their feelings. Everyone in here loves to feel, don't they? I bet. But I avoid feelings my whole life. I tried to, at least. They came out anyways, regardless of me trying to hide from them. They'd always find a way out, whether I was drinking or not. But I try to avoid them as much as possible and drown my sorrows all the time. And because I did that, I had to keep drinking and keep upping the dose, upping the ante. Until at the ante, I got in more trouble. Until I got in more trouble, I had to keep upping the ante. You know, I just never ever thought about dealing with a feeling. Like, why would I deal with heartbreak when I can get wasted? You know, why would I deal with anything if I didn't get wasted? It was such an easy way out. It was an easy way out for me, and I like shortcuts. You know, if I can skip pain, I'll do it. I'm gonna be happy all the time. So I don't like feeling, you know, I'm the problem. I love the problem. You know, so I had my first real feeling day I got sober. That was the day when I completely felt like shit. And it totally engulfed me. Engulfed me from head to toe. Heart, mind, body, spirit. Everything was completely just flushed. And I just couldn't bear with it anymore. And there's enough power in that feeling to make me do something about it. So if you're a newcomer, welcome. You had your first feeling. You know, congratulations, like, welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. Today I get to feel, and it's a blessing to me, because I don't have to drink over my feelings anymore. I don't have to drink over how I feel. I can be depressed today and not pick up. I can be heartbroken and not pick up. I can be abandoned. I can be alone and not pick up. Another thing I learned about Alcoholics Anonymous was telling me I love myself. That was tough. That was one of the hardest things in the world to do. It was so much easier to love people, but the more I loved them, the more they left, because I just hated myself. But if everyone else was happy, then I'd be happy, and that was the way I lived my life, and I just found myself really miserable. So I learned how to love myself in this program. Learned that the problem isn't a bad thing. It's only a problem when there's no solution. So you're not, none of you guys are bad people. You're not bad because you're an alcoholic. I wasn't bad because I screwed everything up. I was just a little sick, and there's a solution in the book. See, loving myself, this is the basis of this program, is to be thine own self be true. It's on every coin. And it's at the top of the circle and triangle, to be true to myself. And true to myself, you know, I'm not a problem. I'm a man, Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I love myself, and people love me, you know, God loves me, I'm a good person, you know, it's not, you know, you guys are all good people, I just could never admit it, you know, I didn't think I was that wonderful. I had to prove to everyone how good I was. you know, if there's one thing I can say, like, you know, you don't have to, you don't have to live in fear anymore. You don't have to live in bondage. You don't have to wonder, what if? You can just do this. You can have a life. You can grow. You can move on. Like, the gates are open. The keys in your hand to every door in the world. You can just, or you just turn the handle. The door is in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know? Open it.